The quiet suburb of Schönefeld outside Berlin, nearby one of the city's airports, has seen more activity than normal lately in its vast wheat fields. Recently, geometric patterns have formed in these fields. These so-called crop circles are a global phenomenon, which some believe are caused by clandestine extraterrestrial visits. I'm here visiting these fields on a lovely summer afternoon with a group of 15 curious people. They want to check out if these patterns could really have been caused by a UFO landing in the field. For Sarika Sinha, who lives in Berlin, this is her second visit to the site. She came before with a group of crop circle enthusiasts who travel the world looking at these patterns.
Maybe 4 weeks after I got to Berlin, I started looking for groups of people who have information on aliens and UFOs and such. And maybe a week after I joined this meetup group, this popped up, so I thought, why not just take a look?
There was an alien civilization, but an other.
Our group examines the crop circles while discussing the possibility of life beyond Earth. The field pattern is made up of a series of circles connected by lines. From the air, it looks like a large flower pattern. It can be easily spotted at the moment by flights landing at the nearby airport. Leo Farinato came to look at the Berlin crop circles after experiencing one near his hometown in Brazil.
Yeah, I'm from a small town called Xanxerê in Brazil. And the first registered crop circle there was in Ipuaçu, a nearby town. And it was a very simple crop circle. It was only two rings, concentric rings. And it amazed a lot of the population because that never had happened before. A lot of people thought it was fake because it was simple. A few years ago, like I think last year, we had it again in another part of town. It was a little bit more complex. So it seems that they're gaining complexity.
But Farinato isn't so convinced by these Berlin circles.
I was expecting to see some more geometrical folding of the wheat, but it seems that someone with a piece of wood was walking by and doing the patterns. I heard that they should be folded instead of broken, and most of the wheat here is broken. It could have been done by a human.
He says he heard that people's mobile phones lose reception at the Brazil crop circle site, something that has not happened to us here in Schönefeld. Sinha says she isn't sure whether these crop circles are man-made or made by aliens. On her previous visit, she challenged her guide for any proof that the pattern wasn't just made by pranksters.
He heard that after the crop circle appeared, the area was cordoned off by police cars and there were helicopters circling the area. That made, I think, both of us think that maybe that's not a normal response to a break-in or a break-in and entry or whatever you call it.
Crop circles started being documented in the 1970s and have increased over time, but there has never been any evidence that they are anything other than man-made. Suspiciously, they usually appear near major highways or airports. But the fascination with the crop circles speaks to our collective obsession with the possibility of extraterrestrial life. This fascination was given a boost last week with the launch of the Breakthrough Listen Project. It's a 10-year, $100 million venture to search for alien life in the universe, backed by Russian billionaire Yuri Milner and physicist Stephen Hawking. It's lending increased legitimacy to a science which has so far been on the fringes. Scientists have been searching the skies for radio signals from distant planets for more than 50 years, but it has remained an underfunded and understaffed endeavor. The new initiative will use the existing database organized by the SETI program, that's Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, and apply new technology to boost the search. It will use powerful telescopes, software, and hardware to search up to 50 times more of the radio spectrum than was possible before. It will also work to create a unified message from all the people of Earth to send out to other galaxies via radio signals. Here's Stephen Hawking announcing the project last week.
In an infinite universe, there must be other occurrences of life. It's time to commit to finding the answer to search for life beyond Earth. The breakthrough initiatives are making that commitment. We are alive. We are intelligent. We must know.
Perhaps more importantly, the new project will also allow people at home to participate. The idea is to give people the ability to examine the data being collected on their home computers or even their smartphones. This crowdsourcing technique is designed to tap into the public's enthusiasm for the question of alien life without having to pay hundreds of researchers. For Sinha, the question is too exciting to ignore.
In the same way that people on Earth have been exploring other cultures and other countries, and the reason that we take vacations in other places is just to discover it. And so the idea of discovering that there are different civilizations in the universe who could be living their lives totally differently is really intriguing.
Whether or not the Breakthrough Project finds any alien life, it will certainly give people an outlet to channel their extraterrestrial curiosity. And perhaps crop circles around the world might start seeing less visitors. Dave Keating, DW, Berlin.